Fine Foods.
Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stocking only the finest in locally sourced goods, Old Farm Fine Foods has a sterling reputation for the products it carries and its customer service. Swing by 204 Berry Street Monday through Saturday to get a taste of the farm in the heart of downtown Kingston.
Jacob Baldwin being carried off the field, putting a little bit of pressure on the ankle. Vraken going to find Mateo Tuioti wide open on the right-hand side. Hurdles, jumps, dives, leaps forward for a first down. Mateo Tuioti. Great play there from the Gales, picking up a key first down. So it will be first and 10 from, looks like, about the 13-yard line with a minute to go here in our first half of football action. John Korskaden with two picks over the middle. Hand off to Ethan Dahl, and Ethan Dahl tackled up immediately. This Toronto defense came to play today. After the Gales' dominant first quarter rushing attack, the Blues are crashing the edge of this Queens offensive line, sending additional linebackers to aid their three-man front, and they're kind of dominating right now. Queens looking to put points on the board after John Korskaden hauled in a crucial interception. Vraken dropping back, under pressure, rolling left. We saw this last week. To the end zone, touchdown Queens, come on! He for sure got a foot down. I could see it from here. It is complete to Nathan Falcone. It's at the very least at the 1 yard line. It is a touchdown. Great. Thanks for wasting my time. Nathan Falcone's second touchdown of the game. I could have told you that. In fact, I did, as the Gales restore their two-score lead, looking to make it an 11-point deficit for the hometown Blues heading into the half. As we hear the oil thigh here at Varsity Stadium, Toronto will have some time on the clock to try and answer back before we throw it to our halftime break. We'll be sending it back to CFRC Studios for a couple great release radar tracks. Well, hey, I'll be honest with you. I go scarf some food. I'm not too proud to say it. Gales lead 17-6 with 23 seconds to go in our first half of football action. Nathan Falcone with a great toe-tap touchdown. In fact, I'm going to check my records, but I believe that will put Nathan Falcone in some rarefied air amongst the Queens receiving record books. I'll have more information on that during our halftime show. But we've got a kickoff and return to process first. Mullen kicking this one to about the 10-yard line, fielded by Owen Townsend, who makes one man miss before being swallowed up and taken down, leaving 17 seconds on the clock. Our second quarter brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. Thank you to Old Farm Fine Foods. During my favorite promo that I've cut together in quite a while, you heard Jeff the Nerd, host of the Wednesday morning Indie Wake Up Call. Breaking the fourth wall, I actually have one of the hosts of the Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call here in the booth with me. Dean is enjoying his first Gales Varsity Blues football game, and it looks like we are just going to see a kneel. And I'm not talking pert, as these teams will rush into halftime. As it will be a 17-6 game. the Gales leading the Varsity Blues in an eventful, at time, bizarre second quarter of football action comes to an uneventful end as we are going to throw it back momentarily to CFRC's headquarters for a little bit of music. And then we'll be back with your grad club halftime show to give you some out-of-town scores and discuss some of the key storylines from our first half of football action. You are listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Back to the studio for about 7 minutes or so, and then we'll have the Grad Club halftime show.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Seth W.J. Hunt's new album, Almost Famous, Almost 25, a collection of songs about heartbreak, anxiety, and the search for self-worth. Written in New York City and recorded in Kingston, the album tells stories of love, loss, and trying to find where you fit in. The music is honest and melodic, blending raw emotion with classic influences from The Strokes, Ryan Adams, The Cure, Oasis, and The Beatles. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Almost Famous, Almost 25 by Seth W.J. Hunt on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it now called Lose My Head with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I think I like this light. I think you like it too. Sit in the park, people watching, I'll talk shit to you. Sunsets are getting lonely, sunsets are getting dull, but you're still here beside me, so I'll cherish everyone I know. Been thinking about my drinking, say I need to cool it or you're gonna lose it, and I laugh. You and I will enjoy these times. Times before I go and lose my head while the song.
I'll promise you.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the second single from the Winter in Canada's forthcoming untitled album, due out on August 22nd. The new track called Tides is true to the band's sound, with an aggressive downbeat and roaring guitars and bass. You can check them out on all the streaming platforms and pre-order the album, available digitally and on vinyl. For more information, check out thewinterincanada.ca or find them on Bandcamp and Instagram. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Tides by The Winter in Canada on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Folks, welcome to the Grad Club Halftime Show right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. If you're just joining us, it's a 17-6 ball game here at Varsity Stadium in Toronto, Ontario. Your Queens Gaels lead by 11 points, but it was a very game first half effort from the Varsity Blues, and not the best first half of the season so far for the Gaels, but they've made plays when it matters most, and they've done a good job of, so far, limiting an extremely explosive Varsity Blues passing offense. After some early defensive struggles, Queens, to end the first half, had back-to-back interceptions tallied by John Korskaden. Back-to-back drives ended by number 22 in the tricolor. Let's talk about the Queens' scoring drives, both of them capped off by by Nathan Falcone. A long 25-plus yard touchdown in the first quarter, and then a toe-tapping acrobatic touchdown catch to end the second. With those two touchdowns, Falcone has moved into sole possession of ninth place in the program's passing touchdown record book with 15, moving past Chris Gear and 14. Another two touchdowns would bring him level with the outstanding James McClain, Bob O'Doherty, and Ian Fleming. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. We also had Tyler Mullen's 46th career field goal, moving him one back of Jamie Galloway for another notch on the all-time program field goal kicking list. It started out as a battle of concepts, with the Gales preferring to ground and pound, and the Blues liking to air it out, especially working the slot with their two outstanding receivers, Jake Osien and Chris Joseph. The Gales took a 3-0 lead. Toronto brought it even. The Gales got back to restore a 7-point lead, and they've been nursing a one-score lead for most of the game before putting up that consequential second-quarter-ending touchdown. I would like to see more of the passing game, not necessarily more from the passing game. I think when the passes have been dialed up, they've been largely successful for the most part. But the run game is something that Toronto seems to be catching to. After unquestioned first quarter success, the Gales found some struggles in the second. Something I can report is number 30 for the Gales, Jacob Baldwin, who suffered what appeared to be a lower body injury, is out on the field running some warm-ups, testing the, let's say, integrity of what appeared to be his ankle. It was a scary situation, but Baldwin appears to be at least on the mend. I don't know if we'll see him again today, but he is back on the sidelines, at least. Defensively, we've seen some solid efforts from the likes of James Gillingham and obviously John Korskaden. We're going to need to see a little bit more from the pass rush. They did a good job of disrupting Barnett's timing towards the end of the second quarter, and we're going to need more of that. But this Queens defense has played a ton of snaps already. You're going to need some long offensive drives from the Gales to buy that defense some valuable time, because we've seen the impact that a consistent offensive presence can have on this unit. In terms of out-of-town scoreboard, the biggest story of the day, certainly the most shocking result, is the Ottawa Gigis beating the Guelph Griffins by a score of 30-23, dropping Guelph to 1-3, putting them in serious risk of possibly missing the playoffs altogether. I thought Guelph was going to have an outstanding season. There is still time, but they are behind the eight ball here heading into the middle of the OUA season. Laurier took care of business against Waterloo, albeit a closer score than I think many would expect, 41-19. Western manhandled Carleton 63-26. And we have McMaster heading on the road for what will be a very difficult night at the office against the Windsor Lancers. McMaster, the only winless team in the OUA so far, I believe. I'm just going to double check. Yes, Carleton won last week, so McMaster on the schneid. And it doesn't seem likely that they're going to be able to overcome a formidable Lancer defense on the road. That kicks off tonight at 7 p.m. We are getting teams back on the field momentarily. Let me take a moment to shout out our halftime sponsor. You know them. You love them. It's the Grad Club. Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and a large menu of delicious, filling items, they're sure to warm your soul and fill your belly. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. Coming up next, folks, we are going to have third quarter football action brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review. Let's hear a word from our title sponsor, the Grad Club, and then we're going to have the second half captain's huddle and third quarter football action. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
Folks, and it looks like the Gaels are going to be electing to receive the second half kickoff. They kicked to this explosive Toronto offense in the first quarter, and it looks like they'll start the second half with Ethan Dahl and Russell Weir as your primary kick returners. I'd be keeping an eye on maybe a short kick, a pooch kick, maybe an onside kick to try and catch this defense off guard. Third quarter action for Gaels game day. Just moments away as Sam Henke paces out his mark. We are awaiting the opening kick. Here it comes. That's a good one from Henke. Going to be fielded deep in the Gaels end zone. Russell Weir, the primary returner here, looking left and getting tackled up around the 14-yard line, but he fielded that about 8 yards into the end zone. So not a bad gain, about 22 yards for number two. And actually, wow. Okay, yeah, about the 15-yard line. I thought they were backing him up further. It'll be Vraken with number zero, Isaiah Adams, in the backfield. See if Queens comes out running or if we're going to get back to that kind of explosive passing offense we've seen in weeks previous. First and 10 from the 15. Toronto sending some pressure. Going to be a handoff to Isaiah Adams, who gets nothing, but I think we will get a face mask on the Varsity Blues. Look like they brought him down a little high. Yes, indeed. So I believe there will be a first down issued. Isaiah Adams taking one for the team there. Not an intentional face mask as well, folks. No ill will, no malice in this concrete palace. Just a football play happens to us all. But it will be enough to move the Gaels out of the shadow of their own end zone and closer to the traditional starting field position. This will be first and 10 from their own 31. We have seen some fireworks, but not as many as anticipated from either offense. It's actually been quite a defensive-focused game. Vraken with a play-action pass. He's looking for Matt Camillo, but he is picked off instead. As the Gaels continue to shoot themselves in the foot, that's Lachlan Scardina.
By number seven, Lachlan Scardina!
With the pick for the Varsity Blues, so
first down, Blues!
A different kind of two and out as we have three combined interceptions between two of the best passing offenses in the country. As Queens has already given the ball back to this Varsity Blues offense. First and 10. From the Toronto 43, and I'll be honest, folks, Vraken just did not connect on that one far too long. Going to be a handoff to Jack Nyrose, and Jack Nyrose is going nowhere. Justin Pace, the primary tackler on that one.
Jack Nyrose, Walker.
Setting up a second and long. It's a 17-6 ball game. Gaels had the ball to start the third quarter, but turned it over within two plays. Vraken's third interception of the season. Scott Barnett with multiple men in motion. It is a passing situation. Let's see if the Gaels can get pressure. They are going to get a little bit off the edge, but he's going to throw it over the middle and nearly get picked off again. So the Queens defense answers with a two and out of their own. And I will say, special teams-wise, the Toronto punt game not been as strong as their kickoff coverage. So we may see the potential for a decent return here. The coverage has been good, but the punts from Sam Hinkie have been a little inconsistent. It's tough when you got to place kick and punt, though. Don't get me wrong, folks. Not an easy job. As Hinkie is going to get this one off. It is a low bouncer. It bounced at the 45, but it's going to make it to Ian St. Arnaud, who's going to draw a no-yards penalty, so this will be starting closer to the Queen's 40-yard line.
Ian St. Arnaud on the return.
As the Gaels struggling a lot more offensively than I had anticipated today. The running game worked early. Not much else has worked since. Certainly not at the kind of pace we've seen. So with the spot of the ball, it'll actually be first and 10 from the 31, which is exactly where their last play came from. And that one ended with a calamity. Franken has got two receivers on each side. Number 29, Jerick Asari in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff up the middle to Jerick Asari. Jerick Asari is going to spin and pick up a few yards with forward progress, setting up a second and six or seven. 11-point ball game here at the beautiful Varsity Stadium as an autumn afternoon creeps ever so steadily towards evening. It's going to be second and eight from the 33-yard line. Neither offense generating much of anything so far to start our second half. Breaking quick hitter to Mateo Tuioti. Mateo Tuioti with the grab and the first down gain. Good concentration catch there. High point for Mateo Tuioti. That will get the Gaels a little bit of breathing room, as it'll set up a first and 10 from about the 46-yard line. Verakin dropping back. He's got Jerick Asari. He steps up instead, runs into his own lineman, and fumbles the ball. It is recovered by the Gaels. But that's how it's been today. This offense has shot itself in the foot more times than I can count. And we talked about it in the pregame show. Sloppy execution last week costing them, and it's costing them here today. As they just had picked up a great gain with Mateo Tuioti on first down. And then Vraken was tackled by his own offensive lineman, fumbled the ball, and they nearly lost it. Second and long, Vraken does find Mateo Tuioti for another first down over the middle. So they found a play that works. And that was a desperate first down gain after, once again, a bit of Keystone Cops-esque football. If this Queens offense can start executing at the level we know they are capable of, it could be a scary prospect for this Toronto defense. Another quick hitter to Mateo Tuioti over the middle. Not a first down, but a good gain all the same, as Mateo Tuioti, his third catch in a row.
And your defense
wreaking havoc.
Make noise for your defense.
Setting up a second and one inside the Toronto 35, actually just at the 36. This is a run look. The Leviathan, Liam Silverson, Big Cheetah, in to help block. Jerick Asari with a seam on the left. He is hitting that second gear, cuts it back. A hard-nosed, hard-charging run for Jerick Asari to pick up a huge first down.
Asari, the ball carrier.
His best carry in
wrapped up at number 93.
About 40 real-time minutes will bring the Gaels within striking distance here. It'll be, I'm just looking to see, either first and 10 at the 11, or if the forward position is slightly far enough, first and goal from the 10. It'll actually make a big difference what they rule it as. I'm just looking to see the sticks. It looks like it is first and 10 from around the 11-yard line. Hand off to Jerick Asari. Jerick Asari cuts it back, hurdles over one man, a gain of about six or so. setting up a second and manageable. Gales looking to take a three-score lead. 29 on 29 there. Devin Crenshaw for the Blues with the tackle. Jared Kasari with the carry. He is creeping ever closer to the great Paul Coryell with over 2,576 rushing regular season yards. Second and about four for the Gales from around the five-yard line. Hand off to Kasari, and Kasari, oh my goodness, twisting, tumbling, turning for a touchdown. Jared Kasari put six more on the board. And the Gales needed that one like a fish needs water as they generate a little bit of breathing room as the Oil Thigh plays here at Varsity Stadium. Great to have the Queen's Bands on hand as Tyler Mullen is on to try and make this an 18-point ball game. Bit of a sloppy start to the third quarter, but they got there. And the story so far has been this Queens defense rebounding well, reacting well to an extremely tricky Toronto passing game. Two interceptions from John Korskaden will certainly do the trick. And then last time out, we just saw great play from the secondary as the Gales will now need to kick this one off to the combination of Owen Townsend and number 89, Will Cofield. Two teams looking to avoid falling to 1-3. The Gales trying to finish 6-2, lock up a home playoff game. As Tyler Mullen on to kick this one away. He is going to have the wind slightly against him. Not a strong wind, but a comfortable breeze here in the concrete structure. Caught at the 11-yard line by Owen Townsend. Good return to over the 32, about 20 or so yards. Setting up a 1st and 10. Third quarter is brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review. Established in 1927, the Queens Alumni Review has become an integral part of the alumni experience with over 109,000 subscription-free copies distributed annually to alum, friends of the university, and campus departments. Thank you to the Alumni Review. 1st and 10 from about the 34-yard line for the Varsity Blues. Scott Barnett dropping back, finding Chris Joseph, and that is Ian St. Arnaud with the tackle there. Joseph going out of bounds on the left-hand side for a good gain, setting up 2nd and about 4 or so. Scott Barnett has been effective, but yet to strike pay dirt with this explosive offense. 2nd and short, he's looking left, he's under pressure, he's going to tuck it and run. He's an able runner, but that is a great combination play. Justin Pace finishing off the tackle.
Barnett with the carry.
Shutting this Toronto offense down once more. Number 44 showing why he has been the best in the nation. And actually, are they going to go for this? Yes, they are. A 3rd and short following that Justin Pace tackle. Barnett in a passing situation, looking right. He has got Chris Joseph on the seam. Did he haul that in? We are going to see.
Barnett's pass complete.
Wow.
Chris Joseph.
A great catch along the left-hand side. Chris Joseph. A tremendous effort, and we are hoping that this is not a serious injury here. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him based on how he landed, but a tremendous highlight reel grab, and credit to Ian St. Arnaud. He played it well, but Chris Joseph, one of the best wide receivers in the country, showing you why there. We are going to hope that it's just a minor. Yeah, he's back up and at it. Good to see that. You never want to see somebody that talented stay down long, and I imagine he's going to get a play or two off and he'll be back in the ball game. Great play there from number 14 for the Varsity Blues. Beautiful pass from Scott Barnett, but I have to be honest, a better effort from Chris Joseph, who is kind of like Houdini in a way that he turns the improbable into, well, simply the everyday. There's a reason why he is the nation's leading receiver, and it was on display there. We do have a quick discussion from the officials. So we're just waiting on that. Not sure what the exact holdup is. But we are having a chit chat. It was a third and about four. And Barnett showing off the gutsy decision making that the truly elite quarterbacks have. Rather than taking a check down, he throws it down the field. And it results in a Varsity Blues first down. And they need that, trying to keep pace with this Queens offense. So it's going to be first and 10 from the Gales 43. Actually, sorry about that, 38. Wrong direction. A little dysgraphic there. Barnett has got four receivers on the right-hand side, including three in, I'll just describe it simply as an L shape, a bit of a seven, but he's going to look right, going after Ian St. Arnaud, complete to Jake Osine. That's going to be a gain of about seven, setting up a second and short from the 29-yard line, in range for Sam Henke. But Toronto definitely doesn't want to settle for three again. Three men in motion on the left, two men in motion on the right. It's going to be a handoff to Jack Nyros, but that is a poor decision as we have another certified banger as James Gillingham and Justin Pace team up for the tackle there. Setting up a third and three, and they are going to go for it once more. This is from around the Queens 29-yard line. A little less than 5.5 minutes remains in our third quarter of football action. Four on the left for Barnett, who is going to roll right, and he's in trouble here. Picked off again! Ashton Miller Melanson, the mastermind, the big brain on display as he tracks and attacks for the 13th interception in his illustrious Queens career. Congratulations to Ashton Miller Melanson, tying the great Joel Dagnon for 10th place on the all-time list. First interception of the season for A2M, and a memorable one at that, as 22 has two, 24 has one. That's three picks for Scott Barnett, one of the nation's best. Hand off to Jerry Kasari, very short gain, at most 2 yards, probably one. Setting up a second and long. Second and nine it is, as we have got Mateo Tuioti checking back into the ball game. So integral to the Gales' last touchdown drive. Three huge catches, including two for 15-plus yard first downs. Vraken has two touchdowns, but one pick of his own. Actually started off the third quarter with that pick. Jerick Asari in the backfield. Four on the right-hand side. Three receivers and the H-back, Mateo Tuioti. Vraken is going to sling this one to Preston Martin. And I think the judge from Kingston will give number 10 a perfect 10 for the dismount, picking up a first down for the Gales. Great play there from Vraken, showing off that pocket mobility and then a pinpoint precision pass to Preston to pick up a consequential first down. It'll be first and 10 from the Queens 35, started in their own territory after that interception from Ashton Miller-Melanson. Jared Kasari running like a man possessed, juking, jiving, cutting, and crossing the first down distance as the Gales are on the move once more. First and 10 from their own 47-yard line. 24-6 ball game here at Varsity Stadium. It hasn't been all sunshine and roses for the Gales, but they are playing up to their standard here. Two in the slot on the right, plus a receiver. Vraken is looking left, however, looking for Preston Martin, and another concentration catch, dropping it in the bucket for Preston Martin. Was outstanding last week, showed some great flashes against McMaster, and we do have a varsity blue down on the turf. It doesn't look like anything serious. We certainly hope it is not, but let's take that time to throw to our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review.
Thank you to our third quarter sponsor, the Queens Alumni Review. Since its establishment in 1927, Alumni Review has spent nearly a century bringing alumni together, building community, and deepening tricolor pride. Over 109,000 subscription-free copies have been distributed to alumni, friends of the university, and campus departments. Thank you to the Queens Alumni Review, nearly a century of literary excellence.
And thankfully, nothing serious for the Varsity Blues defender, making his way off the field with a bit of a limp, but no additional assistance needed. That is Will Dubeski, who went down a little earlier as well. Could be a cramp. Big guy, playing in the sun, long day. It happens. I mean, I'm gassed, and I'm just standing here. So it'll be, once Dubeski makes his way safely off the field, first and 10 from just over midfield. That is the Toronto 54-yard line. Vraken is going to hand this one off to Jared Kasari, who is running hard today. Kasari looking to move himself further up the record books. He's had his teammates Nathan Falcone and Ashton Miller-Melson pull off outstanding record-setting plays today, and Kasari wanting to get in on the action as well. Number 29 has been so good for the Gales over his long tricolor tenure. We've got Cedric Smith and Preston Martin on the left, Mateo Tuioti and two receivers on the right, but it's going to be a handoff up the middle to Jared Kasari like a hot knife through butter. Jared Kasari carving up this Toronto defense, picking up another first down. Great day here for Jared Kasari. And we do have a Toronto player down. Once again, doesn't look like anything too serious, we will hope. This Gales offense, they are in the groove like DTR. And right now their defense is playing at, quite simply, an insane level as well, limiting an outstanding offense to just 6 points so far. Queens on the road this year, at the time of publication, has given up 10 total points and no touchdowns. This is just the halfway through, a little over three quarters of the way through the second road game of the season, but that is an impressive tally all the same to go into someone else's barn and, muck up the place. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review. The Gales are certainly giving QAR something to write home about on this drive. Three on the right, Preston Martin in single coverage on the left-hand side, but it is going to be a pass by Vraken to Martin. Beautiful ball, but just a little underthrown, nearly picked off. I like the idea, just didn't get quite enough on that one. Nearly hauled in by Devin Crenshaw. But instead, it will fall harmlessly to the turf as the Gales will get a mulligan, a second shot here on second down. The ball is just inside the Toronto 30-yard line. Kasari staying in the pass block, and that's a great decision. Easy! Nathan Falcone, his third touchdown today. Wide open in the end zone to get the Gales past the 30-point threshold. Nathan Falcone's third touchdown of the game comes courtesy of number 12 in the tricolor, and I'm not sure if it was miscommunication or what, but Falcone was the only dot in a deep blue sea of an end zone. And that is one of the easier grabs you will have for six in your illustrious career. That is number 16 for number 16, his 16th career receiving touchdown, just one back of James McClain, one of the all-time great receivers in program history. Nathan Falcone, have yourself a day. 16 career touchdowns for number 16 as the Gaels take a dominant 25-point lead here. It is 31-6. They weren't playing at the level we were accustomed to, but I think they have found their footing here in the third, and you're starting to see the difference between a good team and a great team, I will say. The Blues have a lot of great pieces here, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and I think they've played the run, by and large, really well today. But the Gaels are just showing that kind of third gear that a lot of the really strong teams have. Well, in kicking this one off to Owen Townsend again, caught at the 15-yard line. Townsend looking for space, but finding very little. He will get tackled up past the 25. Three interceptions for this Queens defense. Ball hawks today. As the Gaels lead by 25, and another score, I think, will probably necessitate a platoon swap of sorts. That is, if they could shut the Varsity Blues down here. DJ Ryan making his way onto the field. Ashton Miller-Melanson tallying his first interception of the season. John Korskaden with two of his own in the first half, as we are going to see a run from the Varsity Blues. And that is big number 97, Tristan Burrell, involved on that one. Kind of a 3 yards in a cloud of dust situation, but I saw the big man, one of the first interviewees for CFRC at the Lang, make a great play on the ball there. Second and 5 from about the 32. As the Gaels, a commanding lead here. Moving towards the end of the third quarter, but Scott Barnett is dropping back to pass. He is under pressure. He is going to pick up some good forward progress, but he is going to be short of first down distance. And we are going to see a punt that will close out our third quarter. Queens up big, trying to continue the 50-year winning streak. Well, that's maybe a little not technically correct. It's been 50 years since Toronto has won, but there were about 25 years or so in there where the two teams just never really crossed paths. But 50 years on top, as Ian St. Arnaud is going to field this one just shy of the 35, and St. Arnaud is going to make two men miss, somehow still on his feet. Ian St. Arnaud, are you? Oh, a hold. We'll take this one back. But Ian St. Arnaud very nearly rang the bell for a fourth time.
Ian St. Arnaud on the return flag down.
I don't think that one is going to count, but it was an outstanding effort from the BC Blur, showing off the speed and the strength, running through a couple arm tackles. It'll be great field position for the Gaels regardless, but I don't think it's going to be a touchdown. I'm just waiting for the official ruling here. No touchdown for Ian St. Arnaud. But the Gaels, I think, will get
holding Queens,
depending on where the hold was processed, pretty decent field position. And I'm not sure if we will get another play. I think that should be the end of our third quarter. Ah, oh, such a shame, because Ian St. Arnaud had strung together just an incredible sequence of shimmies and stiff arms. He was getting loose. But it will be for naught. I think we will get one more play in our third quarter, because they've yet to swap the field positioning. So we'll play out one more snap, and then we are going to head into our fourth and possibly final quarter of football action. This is Gaels Game Day on CFRC, our 102nd season. covering the tricolor. We are going to get one more play for our third quarter indeed, as we have a varsity Blues player being assisted off the field. They put in a great effort, especially in that second quarter. It looked like they were really sincerely going to take the lead at a few separate occasions, but this Queens defense adapted, conquered, and crushed. And they have tallied three interceptions against Scott Barnett. Alex Rakin rolling to his left. Just get out of bounds. Yes, indeed. Okay. Short gain on the final play of the third quarter will take us to the precipice of the fourth. Here's a word from the Alumni Review. You are listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Each issue of the Queen's Alumni Review contains in-depth stories by some of Canada's best journalists, incredible images by award-winning photographers, plus all the news you need to know about the Queen's community. Our upcoming issue will feature exclusive stories about Queen's Explosives Test Facility, the alumnus who is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and a first-person essay by Rector Nikki Boychuk-Hale that explains why the J-Duck is really the heart of campus. Check your mailbox and your inbox mid-November for the next issue. Listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, fourth quarter football action brought to you by the Grad Club.
Back, folks. This is the fourth quarter of Gales Game Day here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Your Gales lead 31-6. It will be second and nine from just past the midfield mark. A short scramble by Alex Vraken, who, after a bit of a slow start, has really found his footing here. He will pass to Russell Weir. Russell Weir cutting through the middle of this Toronto defense for a huge first down. Everybody's been eating today. As Russell Weir, haven't had to call his name a ton because his battery mates have been on fire, especially Nathan Falcone, who is three touchdowns deep here, moving his way up the all-time touchdowns, receiving touchdowns list for the Gales. Number 16 has tallied touchdown number 16. Vraken, in this battle of OUA MVP candidates, has gotten the better of Barnett so far. One more touchdown would be the icing on a very blue cake. Ethan Dahl with a handoff on the left-hand side. He is going to fight hard to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Ethan Dahl on the carry, tackled by number 21, Brandon.
Credit to this Toronto defense. They have put up a good effort against the run. They've given up some big plays, but especially on outside runs, they've been really formidable. It's mostly been in the middle where the Gales have managed to gash this strong, formidable Toronto run defense. Second and nine once more, this time from the 34-yard line of the Varsity Blues. Vraken looking to Ethan Dahl. A bit low, but Dahl corrals it. Stiff arm Dahl, cuts it up, cuts it forward. Ethan Dahl running through the wall for a big first down. As the Gales are firmly in Toronto territory, and our fourth quarter is brought to you by the Grad Club. So let me play a quick word about some of the events coming to the Grad Club this week.
here are two outstanding recurring events at the Grad Club. The Grad Club Weekly Trivia is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, Grad Club Trivia is the perfect blend of challenging, skill-testing questions and irreverent pop culture queries, sure to delight all comers. The first Wednesday of every month is also the Open Stage Drag Night at the Grad Club. Open Stage Drag, the most slay way to spend a Wednesday.
And I will say, this past Wednesday, we saw some outstanding drag content at the Grad Club. I saw there was a performer named Street Meat who had kind of like a biker aesthetic. I thought that was really cool. I thought that was fantastic. My friend Dean and I actually saw a little bit of impromptu drag last night at the Paradise, which was a very cool way to spend a Friday night. The outstanding Weird Alice, delighting, and... Then we watched, honestly, a movie that gets way too much flack, the bizarre, but I think very sweet, if not of its time, Glenn or Glenda. And the Gales are looking at TD or FG here, touchdown or field goal. They want to get some points on the board with how explosive and just deadly this Toronto offense is. You really want to try and... put them in a hole that they can't climb out of. Because Scott Barnett, who is still leading the nation in passing, but has not had his strongest performance today against this formidable Queens defense, he can hurt you. He can hurt you in a major way. So first and 10 for the Gales from around the Toronto 20. Vrakin looking left, hanging tough, finding Matt Camillo. Number 8. Getting the Gales into a first and goal situation. Matt Camillo, great catch there, had a fantastic block on Nathan Falcone's first touchdown. I would argue the biggest reason Falcone was able to score, and credit to Vrakin for taking a bit of a shot in the pocket, but putting that pass exactly where it needed to be, as it's now first and goal from about the 6-yard line of the Varsity Blues. Fumble. Vrakin does dive on it, and we saw some fumble issues around the goal line last week as well, with Russell Weir having to improvise and pull off a bizarre, if not memorable, touchdown. As the Gales are now 5 yards back from where they started from. It'll be second and goal from the 11. And this is what we talked about earlier in the game. Those mental errors, the execution, still not quite where they want it to be. Hand off to Ethan Dahl, but Ethan Dahl is not going to do more than set up a makeable Tyler Mullen field goal.
Ethan Dahl on the carry.
And we will see Tyler Mullen on to try and tally his second field goal of the game. As the Gales are in firm control, but they will, after this field goal, one way or the other, cede the ball back to the Varsity Blues. Queens started out the game with playing some of that great Lou Meadows-style football. Hard-nosed, hard-charging. But we've seen the passing game really come into its own in the second half as Mullen's kick is up and good. Oh, great catch by a young lady in purple in the end zone. Might have to get her on the special teams unit. 34-6 here as Toronto will take over on their own 35. Scott Barnett, bit of a rough day at the office, but could certainly buoy his OUA MVP odds with a touchdown drive here against a formidable Queens defense. First and 10 from the 35. We have 4 on the right, but Barnett is looking left, and he is going to complete it to Chris Joseph, who is back in the ballgame after a minor bang-up earlier. So second and 6 from just shy of the 40-yard line. 34-6. Gales looking to make it back to 500. They'll be on the road next weekend in Waterloo. Of course, I will be there live. Barnett looking right. Picked off